A little Canadian haze and 69.
Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 at 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
And we head to the small town on a great lake, Vermilion. Vermilion's Main Street. And Kate Repola joins us, the executive director. Hi, Kate. Good morning. How are you? How are things in Vermilion these days?
Good morning. I am great. And it looks like a beautiful, sunny day in Vermilion today.
Well, that's great. A lot of folks coming through. The summertime is always one where they will make a stop in Vermilion to see what things are going on, or maybe just to stop and enjoy the view.
We are always amazed by all of the visitors we receive from all over the country and some from out of the country. We always like to welcome them to Vermilion by stopping at our Main Street office. We're right in the heart of downtown. We have lots of information, brochures, maps, things to do, all the information you need for a lovely visit in Vermilion.
Well, we're going to talk this morning about something coming up in the beginning of August. August 5th, you have Chalk It Up. Tell us about this fun event.
So this is our 8th year of doing this. It's really a family favorite throughout Vermilion. You register to be in our Chalk Festival. You can chalk a picture the day of the event on August 5th, or if you want to do it ahead of time, you pop into our office and we have these giant portable chalkboards on canvases that you can take with you. You receive all of the supplies for free. We received a lovely donation through Shores and Islands, Ohio, and we are able to add lots of categories this year, including middle school and high school students. They receive a free gift for just participating, as well as we're dropping off supplies to all of our assisted living facilities in Vermilion to get their residents in on the fun.
Now, when you say categories, does that mean there's some sort of a judging that takes place related to them, or what's that?
Absolutely. So we have some guest judges that come by, and we also encourage the folks just visiting the Art Festival or the Chalk Festival to vote for their favorite.
Now, you said this is the 8th year that they've had it. Were you here last year when they did the event? I'm trying to figure your timeline. I know you're new for that, but tell me about, have you ever participated in this event itself?
Well, I wish I had an artistic bone in my body, but I just don't. But I know lots of people who have, and the art is extraordinary. I mean, some of it is just your average gal, doing a chalk drawing to professionals. Last year we had a chalk drawing of Albert Einstein that you would think was a photograph. I mean, so you really get the gamut, and it's just a way to add color and fun and be a part of the community. So we really enjoy putting this one on.
Right. And this is definitely kind of a family event. You have kids always, you grow up at some point doing some chalk drawings on your sidewalk at home. This is a chance to do it on a fun area with other people and be inspired.
Absolutely. So there are activities for all ages, including a coloring contest that you can pick up a coloring page at either the Ritter Public Library or at our Main Street offices and get involved that way. Kids that day of the event on August 5th can participate with, there's lots of chalk out on the sidewalks, and really just have, a really fun day in Vermilion.
Wow. And some of this is, I guess the ones that they have these boards, they're more sort of permanent, as well as some of the stuff on the sidewalk. Obviously, Mother Nature determines how long the gallery shows up, right?
Absolutely. And that's why we like to do a combination of both. The folks that choose to do it on the canvases we take the canvases, and they are displayed at Ritter Public Library throughout the whole month of August. So it really keeps, you know, the fun going a couple weeks after the actual event.
Sure. It's also good publicity for the next year, right? To give people thinking, I missed it, or I wish I had to be a part of it. But we don't want you to miss out. Do people sign up somewhere, or do they do it just the day on August 5th?
You can do it either way. We encourage you to sign up before, just so that we make sure we have all of the supplies we need. You can do that online on our website, mainstreetvermilion.org, or you can call into our office at 440-963-0772, and we can get you signed up that way.
Talking this morning with Kate Repolo, the Executive Director for Main Street Vermilion. What else is going on there these days?
Well, I think moving on to our another really fun event is we are planning right now our Vermilion History Tour. It's a walking tour. This is our second year doing this event, and Vermilion is really rich in history. Our historic downtown has over 50 sea captains' homes, original homes that are on the National History Registration. And it is a cool way to, it's an easy walk, it's about a mile, slow pace through Vermilion, and the tour guides are Vermilion residents who have a deep history here and know all of the fun, interesting stories. And it's a great way to learn a little bit about history, and it's a fundraiser for us to go into our Historic Preservation Fund to help preserve Vermilion's history and help with those special projects that make Vermilion really special.
Wow. And not only do you have the buildings and the history, that you probably have the stories of the people, which is always fun to learn about, especially when there's streets or areas that have names and you're thinking, why is it named this or what is this from? And that's where you get that information. You'll be able to find out from that.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, these tour guides, they love Vermilion. These are our Vermilion residents who have been here for generations, and they know all of those funny, quirky little stories that maybe you wouldn't learn in school. And it's a fun way to learn about Vermilion and learn about the place where you're living or visiting.
Right. Did you know much of this? I know you're from the area there. Did you ever have a deep history of that nature, or is this something that's really opening your eyes to the area?
Well, a little bit of both. You know, I am the fifth generation of my family to be born and raised in Vermilion, and we have a long history here. My grandfather worked on the Great Lakes, and I remember growing up and listening to his stories and all of the adventures that he had out on the Great Lakes. And now learning about some of the captains and their homes, as well as the lighthouse keepers, it's, you know, there's always something new to learn, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, you learn so how the industry kind of, you know, created the area that it was. We know Vermilion now sort of for a summertime, a fun time, kind of a vacation area like that, but you understand the industry that was there and the, it kind of puts it in a different, unique perspective and realize the unique people that took part working on those Great Lakes as well how they lived in the Vermilion area. So it looks like fun. Do people sign up for that yet, or is that still a work in progress? How is that?
That's a work in progress. So that happens in September 9th. And the registration for that will open up on August 1st, which I guess is really right around the corner.
Please don't rush this month of July. I want to hold on to July as long as I can. But we're, again, talking about things taking place in August. But, you know, any day is a good day to visit Vermilion or take a look at the webcam to see what the beautiful the beach looks like. Kate, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, mainstreetvermilion.org is the place to get all the great information about what Kate and her crew are doing for Vermilion, the Main Street organization. Thanks for your time, Kate. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Great. There we have Kate Repolo joining us, Executive Director for the Main Street Vermilion. Again, mainstreetvermilion.org. The Chalk It Up is coming up on August 5th. Get ready for that.